from the Autoglass America Studios. It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.
Show, or is it Big Dumb Radio Stank? I'm gonna go with the latter over the first two former. We'll let you decide on your own, though. I am in here. I'm a cat named Mo, by the way. You know that. Ben Swig on hold, or loan, if you will, from the Migs and Swig Show, heard every Saturday from 10 until 1. Did I get it?
That's correct, sir.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Jerrica.
You have a buzzer.
Jerrica, formerly of the Cat Named Mo Show. She broke my headphone, so I will now be kicking her off.
That's your problem.
My Saturday show.
Whatever.
She's taking your calls at 727-579-1025. Dr. D. Raspino, the almost 35-year-plus practicing ER surgeon, and head of the Centers for Men's Health, C4MH.com, helps you with testosterone issues. That's all they do, testosterone.
That's it.
That's it.
Focus on one thing and be perfect at it.
Do well. One thing and do it well.
Yes. And speaking of testosterone.
Yeah, mine just expanded. I just got a boost.
This show went to a whole new level.
That purr you just heard is from a returning guest, Shay. How are you, Shay?
Hey, guys.
Shay owns two local businesses here, both in the South Tampa area, correct? I'm not wrong saying that, right?
No, not at all.
All right. Let them know which two they are.
So we own the Device Savers here in South Tampa, which fixes all your electronics, like your cell phone, game consoles, tablets. And we also
and vacuums, by the way. She
Roombas.
Fixed my Roomba.
I mean, if you really like your robot, we're here for you.
She fixed my Roomba.
You have trash asses bringing Roombas in.
Well, you got high testosterone. Your Roomba should be okay.
Roomba. Those are important little guys. I love my Roomba. We actually pet named it. I mean, it has a part of our family's heart forever.
Okay.
Right? And we also do another business that I own is actually Legion Drones. We do racing drones, build custom drones, sell drones, fix drones, do all kinds of stuff with drones.
All right, Legion Drones and Device Savers, both in the South Tampa area. She was here before, right around the time that it was Irma. No, it was Maria that
Maria,
hit.
Yep.
Maria that hit Puerto Rico. And yes, and Irma had already been there. And she spearheaded a donation program whereby you loaded up a plane and sent over supplies.
Yep, we were sending over supplies through, at the time, an anonymous donor of the plane. Since then, our efforts have expanded tremendously. 100,000 pounds actually went to close to, 180 million pounds. So we really we've actually just kind of, everyone's been coming together in the Tampa Bay community, but also, honestly, we've been getting feedback from all over, the United States, and it's really nice to see people pulling together, but we need a lot more help.
We're going to talk about that. We're going to do the In Case You Missed the News in a minute, but then we're going to focus on Puerto Rico, but I'm going to focus on who is your guest here with you.
Oh, well, I brought a very, very awesome person in my life, and she actually came all the way from Belize just to help the efforts and be my assistant and right hand during the time of Puerto Rico.
Hold on, Dr. D, I didn't know they had it rolling like that in Belize.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have to visit.
We might have to go on vacation.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Field trip!
Yeah, field trip!
Hey, I'll go with you. By the way, thanks for the ego boost.
I might have to get a shot before I go.
Oh, now you want a testosterone shot. Hey, we couldn't give them away 5 minutes ago.
But she came all the way here.
And your name again?
My name is Natasha.
Natasha. All right. Now, Natasha, did Belize get hit by anything?
We didn't. And we're very grateful that we didn't, because we've definitely been here before. We've definitely,
right.
I've definitely been in a place where we've lost it all. And so this hits very close to home.
And how do you know Shay?
We met in Belize. Yeah. She saw me across the bar and she had to meet me.
I bet she did.
I
know why.
I mean, talk about my pickup line there. I saw her.
Shay saw me.
She was working as a waitress in a cocktail.
I was in San Pedro, and which, by the way, if you've never visited, you definitely need to go to San Pedro.
It's actually La Isla Bonita that Madonna sings out.
That's about
Belize. That is what she's talking about.
And she's Isla Bonita, and we're Isla de Encanto. So between both of us, we're really killing that island vibe.
And me.
And me three.
And you three. All right. Okay. So we're going to talk. And so did Shay enlist you to come over, or you just out of the goodness of your heart, you said, I'm over?
Yeah. You know what? I was coming on vacation already.
Right.
But I was set back because of Irma. And then I decided to still come to Florida. I had commitments, and so I just pushed it back a couple weeks.
Right.
And then I saw what she was doing.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not doing anything better. I'm on vacation. There's nothing better I could be doing with it.
Very, very good. Very, very good. And much more than I've done. And
I know. Where's that generator?
Ben said you didn't need it.
Oh. We need it now.
I might have put gas into that.
We
this
need it
point.
Now. Where's that generator?
Damn. You want my generator? You can have my. They still need more generator. They need everything.
We need so much. We need everything. You know, honestly, today
Hold that. Because I want to give it full. I want to give it full attention.
Awesome.
So and we do need to talk about it, because as people are now able to get in and post images, and it's
apocalyptic.
But you wouldn't think that by our, and I'm not going to put the blame on any one person, but I'm going to say, when I say our, I mean our government.
Why did we take so long to lift that Jones Act?
Absolutely. It's not a good thing, and I'm not placing the blame on any one person, so that's why I'm not going to be mentioning any names. It is a collective.
Well, I'm glad it is you, because a Puerto Rican woman will start pointing fingers.
No. We don't want nobody getting killed up in here. All right. Two Puerto Ricans and a Belizean. Is that what they call you guys? Belizeans.
You need a Belizean in the mix.
All right. This is bad for us, you guys. It's bad for us. All right, Jerrica.
I'm in trouble.
Go ahead.
All right. Well, in case you missed it, Bay Area school districts are taking control of athlete protests with their student code of conducts. They have a lot of football games coming up, so that's definitely a topic of conversation right now. In Hillsborough County, their code of conduct is they have the right to show their love for the country, but it also states that they have the right to refrain from taking part in the ceremony.
Right. Mm. So they're leaving it up to the individual kid.
Yes.
All right.
And Manatee County, it says all students will stand for the national anthem, except those who are excused with a letter from their parent.
Okay.
So wait, your parent gives you your First Amendment rights.
Yes.
Okay.
Manatee.
Yeah, it says that kids under the age of 18 do have the First Amendment right, but it can be taken away from them from the school or by the school if need be, if they're interfering.
Don't look at me, Ben. I'm not saying a word.
Okay.
This is a futile pursuit.
No,
you,
it is.
You won't change
you
anybody's
won't, no, I
mind.
Agree.
And I stay out of the fray. My kids will do. I bring up my kids how I want them to be, and that is the only children I concern myself with, and I don't concern myself with the actions of any grown ass adult. They can do what they want to do. I've got real world problems, so I'm not concerned about those actions. But it's we're in the middle of it. I heard on Drew. I did want to say this, and I was very impressed by a gentleman, and he's a I believe it's Brooksville. He's out in Brooksville. He's a business owner. And they're doing an NFL gear burning ceremony on Sunday.
The hot dog guy.
The hot dog guy. Now, you know, I'm not saying I'm pro.
And that impresses you?
No. That's not what impresses me, because this is what I would say. If you have NFL gear and you don't want it anymore, donate it to the homeless.
Good point.
You understand what I'm saying? There are people that need clothing.
Absolutely.
If your point is to get rid of it, just get rid of it. It's so I'm not necessarily about that, but I will say this, and I sent Jerrica his name because I wanted to make sure that I remembered it, and I just have to find it right here. John Lee of Coney Island Drive-In. He was just an older guy. I believe he served in Vietnam. He articulated his point of view very nicely, and I was very impressed with not only the dialogue between him and SBK, but Drew, and then just his monologue about, well, this means this to me. I don't hate you if it does not mean the same to you, but this is how I was brought up, and this is my understanding of it. It was an opinion expressed that allowed for a counter opinion, and that's the best that we can ask. That's the least that we can ask of ourselves, as we are all under the same flag at the same country. I've said this before, and it always bears repeating. You don't have to be wrong for me to be right, and I think people lose sight of that tiny little concept.
And look, that is the definition of the First Amendment.
Yeah.
Like, I look at that, and that guy has every right to do that.
Right,
he can burn, he can buy it, he owns it, he can do it, he can express whatever he wants to do with it.
Absolutely.
And that is the, what you just said is the exact definition of the First Amendment.
Now, there we go. All right. Jerrica?
A Miami High School's dance team is stirring up some controversy.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, if you didn't see it.
I had to go to confession after I saw it.
No, dude, it was. I'm not going to say it.
It was trash.
I want you to say it. You got to voice your opinion on it. But, however, parents and guardians of the students are approved. They approved the costumes.
What did the costume was? This was a dance team for.
It was the cheerleaders.
Cheerleaders.
Yes. It's a dance team.
Oh, my bad.
Dance team for the high school.
For a Miami High School. Mm-hmm. And they were dressed in.
It looks like laced up lingerie.
Thigh high tights.
Yes. Right.
A cutout leotard with long sleeve crop top and black boots.
Yep.
I mean, it wasn't anything that was. Well,
wasn't worthy of 2001.
For my daughter, it was completely inappropriate.
Right.
But
somebody else's daughter.
Somebody else's daughter.
That's gonna be the name of my
daughter.
Yeah, my autobiography, by the way. Someone else's daughter.
So the video to me, why I said cheerleaders, because I just thought they were, because it wasn't much different what they were wearing, except for maybe the thigh high tights.
But see, that's the part that makes it provocative looking. Yeah. It's more like lingerie looking.
I get that
most cheerleaders and, you know, sports in general, you're wearing short shorts or whatever, especially volleyball, short tights. I get that. But I think it's the whole lingerie looking.
So you think it was inappropriate?
I think it's highly inappropriate.
I
would be
100%
as well.
Okay, if that was my niece.
My daughter would not be, and she definitely wouldn't.
Yeah.
Do you have a daughter?
No, I
did. Okay. The hypothetical daughter.
My hypothetical daughter that I haven't had yet.
Okay.
She, I hope, likes me, but she might not like me.
I think Jerrica's jealous because he stole her look.
Yeah.
Is that what's underneath those sweatpants?
Maybe.
Well, we're going to find out later.
Why can't cheerleader herself? It's be sweatpants and like a sweat t-shirt. Come on.
Now that's crazy
now you're
talk.
Going too far.
I mean, we didn't say Buccaneers cheerleaders. We said high school.
Belize, what do you think?
Did you see the picture?
I didn't.
Show her the picture. Is that inappropriate to you for high school girls?
It's totally inappropriate, but I also feel like it's
overrated.
I mean, what's the point anyways?
And what's the point of what? Talk right into the microphone.
Of doing this, though, of making you sexualizing the little girls, first of all, it's inappropriate.
Them. Right.
It's inappropriate, but it's also irrelevant. It doesn't make any sense. What's the
point of in context of what they're doing?
Yeah.
I get it. I understand it fully.
What message are they trying to send?
Girls are hot.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cheerleaders are sluts. I don't know.
Hey,
that's the message.
Oh, oh,
That's what I got for
that's
you.
That's the best you get.
Glad you said it.
Come on.
There you go.
Cheerleader uniforms are hot anyway.
I can't support that narrative.
Yeah.
You get most cheerleader uniforms are little tiny skirts and, and spandex, and that's not enough by itself.
So, I agree. I mean, I think that's as far as I'd let my daughter go. So. Yeah.
Mom, I'm going to tell you a little secret.
Go ahead.
But don't tell anybody.
I won't.
I got a little cheerleader fetish.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like those plaid skirts too?
Yeah,
like that all guys.
Fetish. You know, it's just like a little. I have a little cheerleader.
I understand it. I never did
the role playing.
It was Oh, who is it?
Yeah, who is it?
You ain't having
don't
sex,
judge
right?
Me.
Tampa Bay's in a role playing. It's like a million of us to dress up like pirates once a year.
If you ain't role playing in the bedroom, then you leaving too much on the table.
Don't judge me. Yeah. Okay.
There's no judgment.
I wouldn't say that I ever had the cheerleader fetish though. Librarian.
Librarian was a good
librarian,
one.
Yeah.
I like his glasses.
Boss.
Yeah. I also like books. I don't know why I like books. Does that make me a bad man?
Like things on top of books.
Yeah, I just like books.
So many other things make you a bad man. Not that.
Not that.
Yeah.
Thank
like
you,
that.
Dr.
Hey,
D.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah,
right?
Reading is fundamental. Go ahead, Jerrica.
All right. So police officers have been recorded physically removing a woman off of the Southwest Airlines planes after she complained about a life-threatening pet allergy. I have the audio there for you
okay,
to play.
Hold on. Let me pull it down.
But I will say this before you play that. The airline is not in charge. Their statement is basically they're not in charge of being like, how am I trying to say this? You have to inform them of your needs. Yeah, so if she had that problem, she should have let the airline know that would have been an issue.
Okay, now let me tell you why I disagree. But first, I'll play the audio. There's no. Did you listen to this? There's no swearing.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My dad has a surgery.
Now what? Now this is why. Let me give you details that were not in the story. She was on the plane first. Then two people with dogs got on. And she informed the stewardess or flight attendant that she had an allergy that was a very severe allergy to dog hair. Yes. And they wanted her to leave instead of reassigning the people with the dogs.
Right.
And she was upset because her father was going through some life-threatening surgery.
Yes.
So this is what you're about to hear right here. Let's go.
Surgery tomorrow. I'm sorry. My dad has a surgery. What are you doing?
Come on, lady. Let's go.
What are you doing?
Did she say she needs to close her pants?
Close her pants,
Listen. She wants to fly with her pants undone. Who are you to judge?
I don't judge.
No
judgment here. I just need a clarification.
Maybe she's swelling up from her allergies or something.
Yeah, I wasn't really sure the context.
I hear a lot of judging here. I don't like it.
Close your pants and let's go.
You ripped my pants. Please, you will make the complaint. Do it for yourself. You have ripped my pants off. I will walk off. Don't touch
me. Let's walk.
Don't touch me.
These are two police officers is trying to escort her off.
Don't touch me. She's walking. I'm walking. She's walking.
Stop it. Then walk.
Don't touch me.
Walk.
Show them that you're walking.
Walk.
Show them that you're walking.
Walk.
How do you?
Wow. She's not walking.
Yeah. See, now this is what I would say, Jerrica. I think that if she was on the plane first, and the other thing, I don't think you kick off a person to accommodate a dog. Humans first. That's my motto.
Well,
yeah,
I like animals.
Southwest has a pet policy, though, and people know that you can purchase a pet's flight to be on
right.
And they could be therapy dogs.
That's the thing. Yeah. That's what Doc just said. You can't if you kick them off because the dogs that then they're liable.
And that's like saying like the peanut allergy. I feel like you should be notifying people of that. I actually have oral allergy syndrome. Oral allergy syndrome.
Yeah, we can't go out. I'm gonna have to ask you to leave the building.
Allergic to kissing? What is that?
It's like a pollen allergy. I can't eat like plums. I can't eat apples.
Pineapple?
I can eat pineapple, right. But I still suffer from.
My wife is allergic to apples too.
How about avocados?
That's what it's called.
It's called oral allergy syndrome. Yeah, and my throat closes up. And
so,
but, you know, I don't.
So,
go.
But can you be around these things that you are allergic to? Is it just if you were to consume them?
It's more or less if I am to consume them. But to me, I feel like that requires the same amount of knowledge as if I was just to be around them. Because God forbid, mm-hmm. I ate something that accidentally had it in it.
So okay, so,
so
let
should
me.
I expect everybody to kind of just accommodate me?
Okay, but this is the thing. Planes are for people. I hate to simplify it, but planes are for people.
But if they're therapeutic dogs and there's a guide dog.
All right, but we know for the most part that a lot of these small dogs are people just want to carry their dogs on the plane.
But Mo, if you tell them that you have a life-threatening allergy to dogs,
right.
And the dogs are already on the plane.
No, she was on first.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Hold
the
on.
Dogs are there. So if you remove the dogs, the allergy and
still
the hair
there.
Is still there.
Still there.
And I mean, you can go into
here's the thing, guys. It's a life-threatening, so she says, quote-unquote, life-threatening. So that's something, once again, she needs to project to them.
Yeah.
And when she was asked for her certificate, just like service dog people have their certificate badge or whatever, she did not have it.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
To offer them.
Let me ask you this. She purchases her tickets. And before she purchases, she lets them know, but if she does, I have an allergy to dogs. It's life-threatening. Can you tell me now if there are any dogs booked on this flight? And there are not. Now, we know how fallible customer service is. So then after the fact, these passengers and their dogs get booked. Who's at fault at that point?
I mean, the airline would be at fault because they
would
didn't.
Would it really be because the flight has not taken off yet? They have not fulfilled their obligation.
But I'm saying
yes,
sold her a ticket under the information that she is allergic to dogs, and they say to her there are no dogs booked on that, then it's incumbent upon them to flag that somehow in the system and make sure that no dog passengers with dogs are booked. In other words, because if they're going to accommodate the people with the dogs, I think if you have to accommodate people with allergies,
that's like
that
are life
threatening.
That's not true.
I don't believe that either. And I do have a
really. You don't
mean, because I think that it is boil it down back to self preservation. I think it's like my responsibility to be concerned with how people affect me, not how I affect a situation.
Okay, but I mean I'm addressing you, Shay, and you, Dr. DeRespino. If someone cannot fly without a service dog and we are going to accommodate them because of that special need, mm-hmm. how is that different from accommodating someone that has an allergy to dogs and does not want them on the plane? If you can't accommodate one without accommodating the other, and to me, whoever booked the tickets first, that is the one
priority.
That gets to stay on the plane.
Well, the part that is erroneous is that if you have a service dog, you are not required to tell the airline in advance you're bringing your service animal. In fact, they can't even ask you about it because of the American Civil Liberties Union.
No, that's
it.
It's
true.
They have no idea.
People before pets.
That's a little known secret about Southwest Airlines, people.
Which I really love. If
you want to get early boarding in that blue pass,
right.
You just have to go ask for it. They can't ask you why you need it.
Unbelievable.
It's true.
Okay. Well, all right. Jerrica, you've stirred up a hornet's nest here with this one.
And by the way, you can go on Amazon for $30. You can buy a little vest that says service dog and put it on your chihuahua.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
And they can't ask you any questions. There's no documentation.
It may come off as insensitive, but I say people before pets. That's just, and there, you know, and then she's got a dog. She's got a father that's dying.
I definitely
we have to show
him.
Yeah, there has to be some empathy for that, right?
I think you should take a knee.
But it's just like if I go to a restaurant, I expect the chef to change their whole menu just to accommodate my one need.
But again, the norm is to fly without pets.
The norm is not to have an allergy.
Doctor.
Well,
most people have allergies to something, right?
You can control bringing a dog. You can't control whether you have an allergy.
Yeah, you can't control an allergy. You're born with that. She was born with the allergy.
Right, but I'm
the people weren't born with the dogs.
Right, but everyone else on the plane does not have this allergy, so why should we all consider just this one individual? My dad always told me not to be selfish.
Okay, but this is the other thing. Not everybody on the plane has a dog either. So that's what I'm saying.
Who's more important?
If Southeast Airline doesn't take her off the plane and takes off the dogs, and still the dog fur is there, and she has a reaction in mid-flight, then they're liable.
Put the dog. Put the dogs in the cargo section, man.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do with me? Who's my cats lay on top of my like luggage before it leaves, and I just like drag all that luggage right on the plane, like boom, 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 get fluff everywhere. I mean, what are you?
You're the one.
People
just
before.
Kidding.
Yeah, I listen. The only one that hasn't given us.
Start vacuuming my luggage before it gets on.
The only one that hasn't given their opinion is Belize. So we will let her decide. Belize, does the lady with the allergy stay, or do the two mutt smugglers get to stay?
Her name is
these
Natasha.
Things just don't, these things are not priorities in Belize. This is like...
But what is priority in
Belize?
Yeah,
what is priority in Belize?
I don't think there is nothing in Belize.
We're hardcore over there, okay?
See, she's calling Americans pussies. Yeah, that's what she's doing.
I hear you guys suffer depression and stuff. Yeah, I don't even know what's going on. You were just talking about that earlier. Yeah,
look at that. It's a sad, sad state.
I don't know.
What are the chances?
We got to go.
Pets aren't always on planes. Maybe she just didn't really think about it.
Right.
You know,
that's why I say
I've never really been on a plane
with pets
on it.
Are there dogs in Belize? You guys don't need them, do you?
We have a lot of dogs. Okay. They're stray dogs. They're happy as hell.
Okay, everybody's happy in Belize.
Happy. We live in paradise. I told you guys.
Yeah, I mean, they wake up every day. I woke up happy every day.
All right.
So, yeah.
Well, we're gonna talk about. No, that's fine. We're gonna talk about. Well, it's kind of Paradise Lost now.
Yeah.
At least right now. We'll talk about Puerto Rico and the devastation there and what's continuing to be done outside of me giving my generator up.
You better get that to me.
To help these poor souls. Don't you go anywhere. It's the BDRS.
It's the Bone Daily Rewind Show with a cat named Mo and Geo.